stay here while Mommy picks up free cheese, okay? This will keep the sun out of your eyes. Be good now. Alright, don't you fucking move, you little shit machine. Okay, Mama's gonna try to score.
What the hell?
Excuse me, who's watching these babies?
The fat one's watching the little one.
Oh, nice parents. Leave him out here like that and see what happens.
Sure, fuck you, you fucking square!
Keep on trucking.
Hear that fucking guy tell me how to fucking raise you? Motherfucker, man. What does he fucking think he is? What's the worst fucking thing that can happen to you? Stand in front of a fucking store, right? Fuck.
Motherfuck, mother, motherfuck, fuck, motherfuck, motherfuck, noise, noise, noise. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, noise, noise, noise. Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers. Rolling fatties, smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts? Who smoked the blunts? Rolling blunts and smoking.
Let me get a nickel bag.
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, oh. My jungle-o, yeah, O-E-O-E-O. I think I wanna know ya, know ya, yeah.
What the hell are you singing?
You don't know Jungle Love? That shit is the Mad Notes, written by God herself and handed down to the greatest band in the world, the motherfucking Time.
I mean, the guys in that Prince movie?
Yeah, Purple Rain.
That shit was so gay, fucking 80s style.
Hey, never say an unkind word about the Time. Me and Self, I model our whole fucking lives around Morris Dandrum. I'm a smooth pimp who loves the pussy. And Tubby here is my black manservant. What?
What'd I tell you two about dealing in front of the store? Now drop the kid and peddle your wares someplace else, burn boy. And for the record, the Time sucked ass.
Yo, you guys want to hear some fucked up about him and that Quick Stop boy?
Are you even supposed to be here today? Don't get me started.
Hey, can't we do something about those two stoners hanging around outside the store all the time?
Why? What'd they do now?
I'm trying to watch Clash of the Titans, and all I can hear is those two screaming about Morris Day at the top of their lungs.
I thought the fat one didn't really talk that much.
What, am I producing an A&E biography about him?
Two packs of wraps. Yo, how was the service?
What service?
The one at the Unitarian Church last week where you two got married to each other.
What the hell are you talking about?
Jay said you guys had a Star Wars themed wedding and you tied the knot dressed like stormtroopers.
And he says you're the bitch and you're the butch.
I'm the bitch?
Well, if we were gay, that's the way I'd see it.
Will you shut up?
Holy shit, dude. The honeymoon's over.
Oh, that does it. I am gonna do something about these two stoner fucks I should have done a long time ago.
Wow! What the fuck, Serpico? What'd we do?
We got a report of two guys hanging around outside a store selling pot.
We don't smoke pot, yo.
No pot, huh? What do you use this for?
What? I have a wiping problem. I stick this little piece of paper over my brown eye and bam! No shit stains in my undies. What, you don't believe me? Let me show you. Check this shit out. Spread my cheeks so you can see the fucking stink nuggets.
Pull up your fucking pants, sir. Now!
Let's go.
Let's go. Go down to the stage.
What the fuck are you trying to find, motherfucker?
No fucking way. Dante and Randall slapped you with a restraining order?
Ain't that about a bitch?
So you're gonna abide by the court's ruling, or are you gonna go bandit, Reynolds style?
Judge said if we go within 100 feet of the stores, we get thrown into county. You know what they make you do in county? Toss the salad.
I guess if you guys really wanted to hang out in front of a convenience store, you could just buy your own now. What, with all that money you guys made?
Hell yeah, bitch. Wait a sec, what money?
The money from the Blunt Man and Chronic movie? Oh my god, don't tell me you have no idea there's a movie being made of the comic you two were the basis for.
What? Since when?
Here's the pulse, alright? And this is your finger. Far from the pulse, jammed straight up your ass. Say, would you like a chocolate-covered pretzel? You see, kids, if you read Wizard, you'd know that it's the top story this month. Check it out.
When the fuck did this happen?
Well, after X-Men hit at the box office, all the studios started buying up every comic property they could get their dirty little hands on. Miramax optioned Blunt Man and Chronic.
Miramax? I thought they only made classy pictures like The Piano or The Crying Game.
Yeah, well, once they made She's All That, everything went to hell. So you're saying you haven't gotten a monetary cut of the movie? Didn't Holden McNeil and Banky Edwards used to pay you likeness rights for the comic book?
We haven't seen a fucking dime for no movie.
Well, boys, I'm no lawyer, but I think Holden and Banky owe you some of that proverbial fat cash. If I was you guys, I would find Holden McNeil and ask for my movie check.
Shit, yeah, we got to get paid!
And on that note, we cue the music.
Well, look at these morose motherfuckers right here. Smells like somebody shit in their cereal. Bung. That was good. Come on in. So, what brings you two dirt merchants to my neck of the woods?
Oh, I'll tell you what our necks are doing in the woods. Where's our motherfucking movie check?
You heard about that, huh? I got nothing to do with it. That's Banky's deal. He owns the property now. I sold my half of the Blunt Man and Chronic rights to him years ago.
Why the fuck would you do a thing like that?
Why in God's name would I want to keep writing about characters whose central preoccupation is weed and dick and fart jokes? I mean, you gotta grow, man. Did you ever want anything more for yourself? I know this poor hapless son of a bitch does. I look into his sorry doe eyes and I see a man crying out. He's crying out, when, Lord? When the fuck can your servant ditch this foul-mouthed little chucklehead to whom I am a constant victim of his folly, so much so that it prevents me from ever getting to kiss a girl? Fuck! When, Lord? When? When's gonna be my time?
He knows.
I'm the chucklehead. You're the fucking dumbass who gave your comic away, and now you don't get no fucking movie check neither.
Well, when you're right, you're right. Wish I held onto a little piece of that thing, because the buzz is any indicator. That movie's gonna make some huge bank.
What buzz?
The internet buzz.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet is a communications tool used the world over where people can come together to bitch about movies and share pornography with one another. Here's what we're looking for, moviepoopshoot.com.
Poopshoot. Yeah.
This is a site populated by militant movie buffs, sad, pathetic little bastards living in their parents' basement, downloading scripts and what they think is inside information about movies and actors they claim to despise yet can't stop discussing. Okay, this is about Blunt Man and Chronic right here. Inside sources tell me Miramax is starting production this Friday on their adaptation of underground comic fave Blunt Man and Chronic.
Friday? Shit, does it say who's fucking playing us in the movie?
No, but it's Miramax, so I'm sure it'll be Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. You know, they put them in a bunch of movies.
Who?
You know, those kids from Good Will Hunting.
You mean that fucking movie with Mork from Ork in it?
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan either. But Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms.
Word, bitch. Phantom's like a motherfucker.
What's up now? So here we go. Now, this is the shoot back section. This is where the people who read the news get to chime in with their two cents. For example, we got a guy here with the chick magnet net handle Wampa 1 opining on what he thinks about Blunt Man and Chronic. He says, Blunt Man and Chronic and their stupid alter egos, Jay and Silent Bob, only work in small doses, if at all. They don't deserve their own movie. He's got a point.
Fuck him. What's the next one say?
This is entitled Fuck Them Up Their Stupid Asses. Blunt Man and Chronic is the worst comic I ever read. Jay and Silent Bob are stupid characters, a couple of stoners who spout dumbass catchphrases like a third-rate Cheech and Chong or Bill and Ted. Fuck Jay and Silent Bob. Fuck them up their stupid asses.
Who the fuck said that shit?
He calls himself a Magnolia fan. All right, here, check this one out. Jay and Silent Bob are one-note jokes that only stoners laugh at. They're fucking clown shoes. If they were real, I'd beat the shit out of them for being so stupid. I, for one, will be boycotting this movie. Who's with me? Then there's like 50 more posts of people who are joining Spartacus here's boycott.
I'm gonna kill all these fucks.
Let it go, man. We're not talking about you guys. We're talking about Blunt Man and Chronic.
They said Jay and Silent Bob. They used our real names. It doesn't matter if it's, there's a comic book version of us and a real version, because no one knows we're real in real life.
Really?
And all these people reading that shit think the real Jay and Silent Bob are a couple of jerk-offs because what all these dickheads are writing about the comic book Jay and Silent Bob. You know, maybe one night me and Lunchbox are out, we're macking some chick and shit, and she's like, ooh, I want to suck those guys' dicks off. And she's like, what's your names? And I'm like, Jay and Silent Bob, recognize. And she's like, oh, I read on the internet that fucking, these guys are a couple of little fucking jerk-offs. And then she goes and sucks two other guys' dicks off instead. Well, fuck that. We gotta put a stop to these fucking hateful sons of bitches before they ruin our good names.
First of all, I don't know how good your names are. Second of all, there's not much you can do about stopping this bile. The internet has given everyone in America a voice, and evidently everyone in America has chosen to use that voice to bitch about movies. As long as there's a Blunt Man and Chronic movie, the net nerds are going to have something negative to say about it.
But wait a second. If there wasn't a Blunt Man and Chronic movie, then those fuckers wouldn't be saying shit about Jay and Silent Bob, right?
They're not saying anything about you now, okay? They're talking about fictional characters. Fictional characters. Am I getting through to you at all?
So all we gotta do is go stop the fucking movie from getting made.
Yeah, and forego the hundreds of thousands of dollars that you two would be entitled to in the process. What are you, fucking retarded? I don't think I'm alone in the world in imagining this flick may be the worst idea since Greedo shooting first. You know, a Jay and Silent Bob movie? Who would pay to see that? But since it appears inevitable, I recommend that you guys go hunt Banky down and get your motherfucking movie check, as you so succinctly put it, because that's what's important, right?
No, Holden McNeil. The important thing here is a fucking bunch of motherfuckers we don't even know calling us assholes on the internet to teenagers and guys who can't even get laid. Putting a stop to that is the most important thing we could ever do. So when's this movie getting made?
They start this Friday.
So if today's Tuesday, that gives us 8 days.
3 by my count, but close.
Right. My bad. 3 days to stop that fucking stupid movie from getting made. Come on, Silent Bob. We're going to Hollywood. When they start charging for the bus. Didn't we used to ride that shit to school every morning for free? This sucks balls, man. How come we ain't getting no rides?
Cause you're doing it all wrong. You gotta give the driver a little incentive.
Like how?
Like this.
Yeah, but what happens when they pick you up and you don't make with the head? Don't they kick your ass to the curb?
Sure, if you don't make with the head. Yeah! Hey, if it'll get me a couple hundred miles across the country, I'll take a shot in the mount.
Yeah, but we ain't gay.
Don't be so suburban. It's the new millennium. Gay, straight, it's all the same now. There are no more lines.
Well, there's a line, and on this side of it, we ain't gay.
Hey, all the hitches do this. Why do you think people pick us up? If you get a ride, it's expected. I don't care who the driver is. It's the first rule in the book.
What book?
The unwritten book of the road.
Don't have to sit back. why doesn't one of you come sit next to me? Where are you boys from?
New Jersey, but we're on our way to Hollywood.
I'm Hollywood, huh? That's a long ways away.
Yeah, thank God you picked us up.
Well, do unto others. That's what the book says.
Wait a sec, you follow the book too?
I live my life by it.
You?
Of course. So, you live by the book too?
Well, you picked us up, didn't you? I gotta.
Well, that's good to hear. But it's a lot easier to say that you live by the book than to actually do it. Can you do it?
All right.
I can't believe this shit. 5 hours and not a single ride. Every day people hitch to Hollywood to stop studios from making films about them. But when you and me try, it's like we're trapped in a fucking cartoon.
Zoink show. Now we can finally solve the mystery of the hitchhiking ghouls. Pull off their masks and let's see who they really are.
I don't think they are masks.
And I don't think that they're hitchhiking girls either.
Ghouls, you fucking moron, not girls. I wish they were hitchhiking girls. Sexy hitchhiking girls.
Let's kick them out. We've got a mystery to solve.
The only mystery here is why we take our cues from a dick in a neckerchief.
Keep it up, Beatnik. I'll feed you to the fucking dog.
I can't take all this fighting!
Yo! These guys need to turn those frowns upside down. And I got just the thing for that. We call it Doobie Snacks.
I think they passed out.
Great. What do we do with them now?
Let's cut out their kidneys and sell them to the black market and leave them in a seedy motel bathtub of lies.
Ah! No, no, no!
You see some? See anything? Fuck, man, I had a horrible dream. Yo, man, I'm hungry. Where can we get some breakfast? Check that shit out, man. The internet. Let's see if those fucks wrote something new about us or that stupid-ass flick. Any movie based on Jane and Silent Bob are gonna lick balls because they both, in fact, lick balls. Motherfucker. It's time we wrote something back. Type this shit down. All you motherfuckers are gonna pay. You are the ones who are the ball lickers. We're gonna fuck your mothers while you watch and cry like little whiny bitches. Once we get to Hollywood and find those Miramax fucks who's making the movie, we're gonna make them eat our shit, then shit out our shit, and then eat their shit that's made up of our shit that we made them eat. And then all you motherfucks are next. Love, Jay and Silent Bob. That'll show those fucks. Now we can eat our egg and movie muffin, then get back on the road, go to Hollywood, and stop those fucks from making that movie. No more Harry Bush nuns, no more dogs. We keep our eye on the prize and let nothing, and I mean nothing, distract us.
my God. Do you get free refills with that?
Oh, what, this? No, I use this for protection, you know, so no guys try to grab my shit or anything.
Hi, I'm Justice.
And I am so fucking yours. I mean, hi, I'm Jay. This is my hetero life mate, Silent Bob.
It's nice to meet you.
Justice, huh? It's a nice name. Jay Justice, sitting in a tree. F-U-C-K-I-N-G. So you come around here often?
Oh, I'm not from around here. My friends and I are on a road trip.
Your friends, huh? Where are they at?
Oh, see. Out there by that van.
Inconceivable! Unbelievable! Grammar like a hammer, information receivable! Sent by the Lord, here and abroad with one foot!
Dude, I think I just filled the cup.
Ladies, 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 Jay and Silent Bob are into his heels!
Who the fuck are these guys?
This is Jay and Silent Bob. Guys, this is Sissy, Missy, and Chrissy. Here.
Where the fuck did they come from?
I met them inside. They're gonna hitch a ride.
Yeah, I don't know if that's such a good idea, Jesse.
Sure it is, Jugs.
Oh, my God. He just called Sissy Jugs.
I'm on it.
Chrissy, no!
We're in the middle of suburbia, Chrissy. Let's try and act like it.
What's with the knife? We having cake or something?
Shit. He's retarded to boot.
Yo, she called you retarded.
What is wrong with you, Justice? You do remember where we're going, don't you?
That we have a job to do. They're just going to tag along for a few miles. They won't get in the way, I swear.
I swear, I don't know what's going on in your fucking brain lately.
Please?
Look, fine. They can ride with us, but they are so out of here before we get to Boulder.
Honest engine. Honest engine. Get up.
God, I can't believe what a pushover you are.
And I can't believe fine-ass bitches like yourself eat that shit. Do you know fast food makes girls fart?
Hey, what's all this talk about farting?
Hi, Brent.
This is Brent. He's with us, too.
Brent, tell these sillies that girls don't fart.
Oh, of course they don't. Only skeevy stoners fart. What up, homies? Wow. Three guys, four girls. What's the count, boys? Let's rock.
Hey, Mr. Science Guy. Don't spray that aerosol in my eye. I don't really want to die. I'm a noble rabbit.
What are you guys, like a cover band or something?
We're the Kansas State chapter of SAC, Students Against Animal Cruelty.
And we're on our way to Colorado to give ProBasic a piece of our minds.
Woo!
Yeah!
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
Hey, watch the language, little boy. There's females present?
ProBasic Pharmaceuticals is a medical lab where they perform gross experiments on animals.
What kind of animals are we talking about here? Bears, rhinos, and shit?
No. More like dogs, cats, rabbits, muskrats, beavers, heck, even monkeys. If we don't speak up for them, who will? Right, Jesse?
Right, Brent.
Well, Brent, can I talk to you over here for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Be honest, Joe. You're down with this for the fine-ass pussy, right?
I'm down with this because I love animals, stupid.
Even sheep?
Of course. Sheep are beautiful creatures.
They are beautiful, aren't they?
Oh, God, yes.
So that means you'd fuck a sheep, right?
What is your damage, little boy? You got a sick and twisted world perspective.
Now, you're misunderstanding me, Prince Valiant. I mean, if you were another sheep, would you fuck a sheep if you were another sheep?
Oh, since you put it that way, you bet your ass I would.
Thought so.
Yo, this motherfucker ain't one of us! He said he'd fuck a sheep!
Wait, no!
Now who's stupid, you dirty sheep fucker?
What the fuck
fuck are we gonna do?
Shut up, I'm thinking.
So is Hollywood near where we're going?
Is that where you guys are from?
Yeah, right. Jersey represent.
Oh, a Jersey boy. Well, what brings you all the way out here?
Well, we came hanging around a quick stop no more because of the strain order, which sucks ass because it's been like mine and Silent Bob's homes through our kids. Silent Bob even busted his cherry there.
You did? Oh, I bet she was a lucky girl.
Look, fuck that bat fuck. I'm trying to tell a story here.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, we were talking to Brody, and he told us about the Bluntman and Chronic movies. So we went to see Holden McNeil, and he showed us the internet. And that's where we found all these little fucking jerk-offs talking shit about us. So we decided to go to Hollywood and stop the movie from getting made. And now we're here.
I have no idea what you just said.
I get that a lot. So you like animals, huh?
Sure.
That's cool. Even snakes?
Well, you can't exclude an animal just because they're not cuddly. Of course I like snakes.
How about trouser snakes?
Ooh, what's a trouser snake?
What the fuck are you waiting for? She went for the setup, reach in your pants and pull your cock out, bitch. Girls like that kind of shit. Right about here is where the angel's supposed to show up and tell you not to pull your dick out. But we bitch slapped that motherfucker and sent him packing. So it's smooth sailing. Let him rip, boy.
Jesus loves the little children.
Oh, sorry, I'm late. So what's the deal here? Oh, shit. Don't tell me you're thinking of whipping your dick out of this fine piece of woman, are you? Tell you what. Look over at Silent Bob and see if he thinks it's a good idea to whip your dick out. That's it, boy. Put the dick down. You gotta go from the heart, yo. No little perv bullshit's gonna work for this one. Be smooth. Be Don Juan Delanooch. I gotta go beat the shit out of two sucker-punching little bitches. Remember, don't pull your dick out until she asks. Or until she's sleeping. Bah! Don't ask. So what can a smooth pimp daddy like myself do to help the animals?
Oh, you really don't want to help us.
What the fuck are you talking about? Sure I do. I'd do anything for you. I mean, use guys. I'd do anything for use guys. Because for the lift and shit.
Okay, well, let me just talk to the other girls and get back to you.
Why don't you do that? I'll be right here waiting. Fuck you, fatty. Balls compared to the quick stop. Speaking of licking balls, man, how about that Justice chick? She is too fine. And she smells so fucking pretty. She has a nice voice, too. And that body? Fucking smoking. You know, she didn't tell me to fuck off once when I was talking to her. Or pull out the fucking pepper spray or anything. You know, Lunchbox? She could be the one.
Smooth move, Justice.
Nice going, Four Eyes. Why the fuck did you let that little stoner throw Brent out of the van?
Oh, please. If I had to listen to one more of those stupid songs, I was going to throw him out myself.
We needed Brent, Justice. He was our patsy, remember?
We'll just find someone else. Besides, I didn't see you trying to stop Jay from throwing him out.
Yeah, I didn't want to blow our cover.
Cover schmubber. You all hated his songs, too.
Not as much as I hate you. Look, we have a very simple gang here, Justice. I'm the brains, Chrissy's the brawn, and Missy's the tech girl. But lately, I'm having a little trouble figuring out what you're doing here.
Shit, your name doesn't even fit the rhyme scheme.
Since you let our Patsy slip away, you've got to convince the little kid and the fat guy to take his place. They've got to break into Probasic now. You'll do it or you're out of the gang, Justice. Just use the little one's crush on you to convince him, since he's so fucking in love with you.
Jay? No, he's not.
What, am I blind? He wasn't kissing your hand in the back of the van like he was fucking Lord Byron?
Well, maybe he just has manners.
Yo, baby, you have your asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat?
Yeah.
We've got about 2 hours before we get to Boulder. That'll give you plenty of time to work on him.
I'm not gonna do it.
Why the fuck not?
Because he's just so innocent. Look at him.
Who's it gonna be, Jesse? Him or us?
Steal a monkey? Shit, no problem.
It's not stealing a monkey. I mean, it's liberating it.
Wait a second. Did you say no problem?
Yeah, fuck, we steal monkeys all the time, right, Lunchbox?
Well, it's not like it's a bad thing. I mean, it's for a good cause.
Oh, it's for the best cause, Marshray. The cause of love. Snoogans.
What the heck is that?
What's what?
Snoogans, I believe it was.
What the fuck do you think it means? It means I'm kidding.
Oh. Well, that's too bad.
I can't believe I'm going to get some courts here for stealing the monkey, stealing the little monkey.
If I'd known that shit earlier, man, I've been stealing monkeys since I was like 7 and shit. Don't, motherfucker, don't you ruin this for me. Me and Justice are going to get married one day, so don't be giving me no look like, oh, we ain't going to steal the monkey and shit. I'm Morris Day, you're Jerome, bitch, don't forget that. That girl's in love with me.
They're going to do it.
Good. They do their part, and we'll do ours.
Okay, remember, we meet back here when you're done. You sure you're okay with this?
As sure as I am that you're the hottest bitch I've ever seen.
Easy, Tigress.
What's twisting this bitch's tit?
Maybe it's because women don't like to be called bitches, Jay.
They don't? How about fine piece of ass?
How about not?
What the fuck am I supposed to call you then?
Something sweet, big goof. Something nice.
Boo-boo kitty fuck?
Okay, that's the start.
Jay, before you go, could you say something to the camera about the clitoris?
What?
Man, you're such a bitch. Shut up, Justice. She's just a little embarrassed. See, Jesse and I are putting together this documentary for our human sexuality class, and we need a male perspective on the clitoris.
The female clitoris?
Yeah.
Jay, you know, you don't have to do this.
No, it's cool, hon. There's a few things I could say about the clit I'd like you to hear. I am the master of the clit! Remember this fucking face. Wherever you see clit, you'll see this fucking face. I make that shit work. No one rules a clit like me. Not this little fuck. None of you little fucks out there. I am the clit commander. When it comes down to business, this is what I do. I pinch it like this. Oh, you little fuck. And I rub my nose.
Awesome. Knock him dead, Tiger.
Oh, I will.
Girl.
So, you think I can get a little kiss for good luck? Think I can get a little blowjob for good luck?
No. Go.
Fuck. Get off my Kool-Aid, motherfucker!
Come on.
say that.
Time to shine. Let's go.
Counts our decibel level. If it goes into the red, alarm, we're dead. So that means not even play this night to get off. This is meow.
Just move your ass!
Check this shit out, Lunchbox. Animal tranquilizer. This shit fucks you up like Percocet. Hold this. Keep this shit so later me and Justin can shoot each other with it and fuck like stone test bunnies. Bong!
like this, that alarm's gonna bring the cops here any minute.
That's always been the plan, Justice. They keep the heat off of us long enough until we can get out of town.
What?
Kaboom, you little stoner fucks.
What the fuck you looking at? There ain't no snacks here, man. Now we got what we came for. Let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I know it's sad, man, but what are we supposed to do about it? Oh, shit!
Drop the bag! Now!
My, oh my, oh my. Who let the cats out, huh? Wait. What's that?
Excuse me. Who the hell are you?
Federal Wildlife Marshal. This investigation is now under my jurisdiction.
Oh, really? And why is that?
Because someone let a whole mess of animals out of their cages, sir.
Well, we believe that was just a diversionary tactic used to call attention away from the real heist over here at the Diamond Exchange.
Yeah, right. That's a believable scenario. Sounds more like something out of a bad movie.
Sir, the Pervasic people say they rounded up all their animals except for one, an orangutan.
The most dangerous animal known to man.
Sir, since it's delivered to the station.
What is it?
To tape of the terrorist to claim responsibility for the break-in.
Do you have a VCR?
I am the Clint Commander. Remember, the Commander of all Clints.
Blaschke? Will and Holly. Yeah, look, I need you to get me on the national news pronto. Why? Because we may very well be dealing with the two most dangerous men on the planet.
This is Jussie's monkey.
Jussie, die for you, little monkey fuck! Do something, Tons of Fun!
Holy fuck, is that thing waving at us? Holy shit, it understood us! Maybe it's some kind of super monkey. You're my fucking bitch. You get my back. Don't go taking this fucking chimp side. There's more super monkeys up at that lab. Maybe they're making an army of them up there. Holy shit! Maybe it's a conspiracy like in the X-Files. Roswell style. This little monkey could be the fucking damn Dirty Eight responsible for the fall of the human race. In this world gone mad, we won't spank the monkey. The monkey will spank us.
I'm not even supposed to be here today!
Ah!
And after the fall of man, these monkey fucks will start wearing our clothes and rebuilding the world in their image. Oh, and only those as super smart as me will be left alive to bitterly cry,
"You maniacs! Damn yous! God damn yous all of hell!"
Shit, not on my watch, motherfucker. Die, you super monkey fuck! Bah! You can live. For now. Did you see that shit, man? Bitches love me. Come on, let's get something to eat. What, man? We ain't hiding in the woods no more. We gotta get to Hollywood. Besides, we're in the clear, yo. It's not like anyone knows we stole the monkey. Bitch.
I'm Reg Hartner with an exclusive News Now bulletin. A Prevacic animal testing facility in Boulder was the focus of an attack by a terroristic primate rescue syndicate calling themselves the Coalition for Liberation of Itinerant Tree Dwellers, or simply CLIT. In a videotape sent to authorities this morning, credit for the liberation of an orangutan from the lab last night is taken by these men, identified in literature that accompanied the tape as Jay and Silent Bob. In this chilling clip, they make it very clear that they are in control of the CLIT.
"We are the CLIT. None of you are safe. Now tremble before the might of our merciless leader."
"I am the CLIT commander."
Terrifying. Now here to help us explain this footage is Federal Wildlife Marshal Willenhalley. Marshal Willenhalley, thanks for joining us. At this point, what can you tell us about the CLIT?
From the intelligence we've been gathering, we've discovered that the CLIT is actually a tiny offshoot of the labia.
The Liberate Apes Before Imprisoning Apes movement.
Exactly. Now, the two men that you saw in the video, they go by the obvious code names of Jay and Silent Bob.
If anyone out there should come across them or any other clitties, please exercise extreme caution.
See? I told you that restraining order was a good idea.
What response do you hope to elicit by putting this kind of pressure on the clit?
Well, it's a difficult situation. You don't want to rub the clit the wrong way.
Certain nights like this, I miss dating a lesbian.
Is that your cell phone, sir?
Klafsky, give me a friggin' break. I'm on my way. We've got him. They're in Utah. Citizens of Utah, stimulation of the clit is not recommended.
Well, your plan worked. The news is all about Jay, Bob, and your clit, with almost no mention of the Diamond House.
Well, I told you those two were the perfect patsies.
Don't you have any regret? I mean, Jay and Bob don't deserve this. They were really sweet.
The only thing I regret is not gutting that little trout mouth prick like a fish. Like Twister with his vitals.
You know, I don't get you, Justice. You used to be all about this girl stuff. Stealing, boning, blowing shit up. And now you're like this little priss with a conscience. It's really a fucking drag.
We all gotta grow up sometime.
Oh, if moping around over some boy you're crushing on is growing up, then pass me my Wonder Woman underoos.
Yo, Marvelous Pizza coming through. Hey!
Hi.
You the guys that ordered the pizza?
This dopey bitch ordered a large plain, but I could go for some hot, thick Sicilian.
No, trash lady.
Hurry. Sorry, Jay.
You know, Justice died trying to save this monkey, so maybe we should keep it around. That way, we can honor her memory. Now, ain't you glad we came here to eat? And you were all pissed scared we get busted by the cops or something. You know what I say. Fuck the police! Fuck the police! Yo, fuck the police! Fuck the police! Yo, fuck them!
This is the Utah State Police! Boys, we know you're in there. Come on out with your hands in the air and surrender the orangutan.
Think you're talking about us?
Sorry. Don't shoot. Hold your fire.
Who the hell are you?
Federal Wildlife Marshal. Is a monkey in there?
The ape.
What?
Orangutan's a member of the great ape family. It's not a monkey.
Look, who's the Federal Wildlife Marshal here? Me or you? That's what I thought. Can I use your...
Jay and Silent Bob, your clit doesn't stand a chance. Anyone not harboring a fugitive monkey in there should hit the deck. We are going to open fire.
What the fuck are you waiting for? Get out there and give him the monkey. Look, man, fucking maybe it ain't so bad up at that lab. Maybe they experiment on him by making him fuck a bunch of different good-looking monkeys. We don't know. You stay out of this, you weepy little chimp. Fuck, man, I'm no strategist. You're the guy who makes the blueprints. I don't have the fucking smarts of a little... kid. Do not shoot! Don't shoot! We're just trying to take our son out of this hostile environment.
Their son?
Maybe they're one of those gay couples.
Yeah, we're gay! And this is our adopted love child. We're not bum around here. Don't make us go back to our liberal city home with tales of prejudice and bigotry from in the heart of Utah.
Oh, God, this is the last thing I need. Bunch of uppity homosexuals shooting their mouths off to the liberal media that the Federal Wildlife Marshal Office persecutes gays.
Are you fucking crazy? Now, they may be gay, but that's not their son, that's the ape.
I think I would recognize an ape if I saw one, okay? And the only thing I do recognize right now is a political fiasco here that I'm about to avoid by letting this butt-fucking Brady Bunch go.
Ugh.
You are free to leave, sirs. Yes, you, sirs.
So we can just go?
Yes, sir. Please accept my apologies for detaining you and your unorthodox but constitutionally protected family unit.
Unfucking believable.
I might add, that's one fine-looking boy you're raising there.
Hell yeah, that's because he's from my sperm. See, I knocked up this hot woman friend of ours who I fuck on the side, so not to be all the way gay, but my tubby husband here, he's 100% queer. He loves the cock.
Well, he certainly looks insatiable. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's not my way, but I'll be damned if there doesn't go one happy family. All right, gang. Let's just shoot some tear gas into the diner, and then when the guys come out with a monkey, we'll... Fuck beans! That was them, wasn't it?
Shit, I said you love the cock. I gotta be the craftiest motherfucker alive. Leave, badass, leave! Head for the sewer! You fat fuck.
Fire a warning shot into his bulbous ass.
Suck it in. Think thin. Think thin.
One rectal breach coming up.
Suck it in. Incoming.
Just like Winnie the Pooh.
That was just an incredibly daring escape. All right, here's the deal. You and your men stay up here. When I corner him, I'll call for backup.
I'm counting on you, Sheriff.
You've taught me so much.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Oh, this asshole. Let's go back to the station house and cornhole us a drunk.
Yeah, gotta go.
The whole fucking world's against us, dude, I swear to God!
Put the monkey down and your hands up! Let's go, misters! You wanna get shot? I didn't think so.
Look, man, she doesn't wanna go back to the lab. And for the record, I ain't gay.
And for the record, while we're on the subject, I knew that that wasn't a real little boy.
For one more record, he loves the cock.
On your knees, Texas Pete. Let's go.
See, man, he's lined us up like fucking circus seals. Well, I'm going first. I don't want no mouthful of monkey spit if I'm gonna blow this fucking G-man.
What are you talking about? Look, no one's gonna get blown.
No!
These guys are good. Very good.
the fuck just steals a monkey?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this fucking blows, man. We have one more day to stop these fucks from shooting this movie. And they fucking took the one thing I had left from the one woman I loved enough not to stick my hand down her pants. Well, go after the monkey? How the fuck do we know where that car is going? Don't just point like... Well, you gotta take a shit. No, you gotta take a salad. What the fuck are you trying to say? Just say it, man. Don't make me ask 20 questions. You could always tell that stupid Amy story all the time, but you can't spit out fucking, "Yo, Jay, I disagree," or, "Yo, those are some good cheese fries." Just fucking say it already!
The sign on the back of the car said, "Critters of Hollywood!" You dumb fuck!
Say it, don't spray it.
And might I add, that is one fine looking boy you are raising. Well, if it isn't the wildlife expert, your office backs this over. Now, the guy said it was a post from an internet chat board signed by a Jay and Silent Bob.
All you motherfuckers are gonna pay. You are the ones who are ball lickers.
Gonna fuck your mothers while you wash and cry like little bitches once we get to Hollywood.
They're going to Hollywood.
It's not like cheating. Justice blew up. All right, here's the plan. First, we find out where they're shooting this movie. And after we bust that shit up, we can start looking for the monkey. But before we do any of that shit, we gotta find a motherfucker in the know. Someone like the mayor of Hollywood.
Crack? Want some crack? Get you high?
No, man, but you want some weed?
You want a job?
Yeah, boy! Jersey Local 404!
Oh, man! Pumpkin Escobar! Los Angeles Local 305!
Oh, shit, what up?
Oh, man, it's a small world!
Hey, let me ask you a question. You dudes getting a medical out there in Jersey yet?
Shit, no. We might have to strike in September.
Oh, man. Norma Ray like a motherfucker, huh?
Yo, maybe you can help us out. You know where they're shooting a movie around here?
You asking me a question like that in Hollywood, man? You got to come a little bit more specific than that.
It's a Miramax flick. We gotta bust it up so people stop calling us names on the internet. Even though they're not really talking about us, but characters based on us. And at the same time, find my ex-girlfriend who was killed in a car explosion's monkey.
Man... I don't know what the fuck you just said, little kid, but you special, man. You reached out, and you touched it by the heart. So I'm gonna give you some direction. Give me the map, Scott. Give me the map, Scott!
You know where Miramax is at?
Miramax? Miramax accounts for 78% of my business out here!
Is Hollywood ready for Jay and Silent Bob? A source at a federal wildlife marshal's office tells us that a posting was pulled off an internet movie chat board, allegedly written by the two domestic terrorists themselves. It's sending a shockwave through Hollywood. Jules Asner is on the scene at Miramax Studios. Jules.
Steve, the tenor of Tinseltown is one of terror today after the federal wildlife marshal's office has learned that hot new terrorists Jay and Silent Bob have targeted Miramax Studios for their next campaign of blood, violence, and monkey theft. In a posting pulled off of MoviePoopShoot.com, the gruesome twosome threatened, and I quote, "Once we get to Hollywood and find those Miramax expletive deleted who are making the Blunt Men and Chronic movie, we're going to make them eat our expletive deleted, then expletive deleted out our expletive deleted, then eat their expletive deleted, which is made up of our expletive deleted that we made them eat," unquote. So far, we've been unable to get a statement from anybody here at the studio.
But no sign of Jay and Silent Bob.
None whatsoever. But to be fair, nobody's 100% sure what Jay and Silent Bob even look like. So for all we know, they could already be on the line.
Jules, word is that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are shooting a super secret project on the lot. Have you seen them roaming around?
I know.
gonna pass. Wait a minute.
We gotta play this just right. I hate how fake Hollywood is.
Where do you think you're going?
Get off of me!
Don't. Echo base. I've got a 10072 unauthorized on the lot. Requesting backup.
I thought that was a 1082.
No, sir. A 1082 is disappearing a dead hooker from Ben Affleck's trailer.
Oh, that Affleck. Backup on the way.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. This guy will suck your dick off if you let us go.
Contrary to what you believe, not everyone in the industry is a homosexual.
How about this deal? He'll suck my dick while you watch and jerk off.
All right. Make it fast and sexy.
It's either this or jail, and you know what they do to you in jail.
I was a guard.
All right.
After it's all over, you say, "Oh, what a lovely tea party."
Fuck you in for, bitch, start sucking. Bonging. Worth a shot. Like a shot in your fucking mouth, you gay bitch. Ew, dude, you were really gonna suck my dick.
All right, now remember what I said. Do not look at Ben or Matt directly in the eyes, or you will be fired. Does everybody understand that? Thank you.
You frosted your hair, though.
Yeah, I frosted my hair. This looks good.
This has got to be the Blunt Man flick. There's those two fucks from the Mork movie.
Lips, teeth, tongue, or lion face?
Lion face.
Lion face? Ha! Lemon face. Lion face. Ha! Lemon face.
Break it down.
Where are we taking it from, Gus?
Gus?
I'm busy.
You're a true artist, Gus.
Just take it from me. It's a good course.
What, you're the director now?
Hey, shove it, bounce boy. Let's remember who talked to you into doing this shit in the first place. I mean, talking me into dogma is one thing.
Now, look, you know, I'm sorry I dragged you away from whatever gay serial killers who ride horses and like to play golf touchy-feely picture you're going to do this week.
I take it you haven't seen Forces of Nature.
You're like a child. What do I keep telling you? You got to do the safe picture, then you do the art picture. And then sometimes you got to do the payback picture because your friend says you owe him. And then sometimes you gotta go back to the well.
Yeah, sometimes you do reindeer games.
See, that's just me.
All we gotta do is figure out how to get closer to them.
Get over here. Okay, you little kid, you're here. Your buddy's right here. You just stand there and react. Don't say anything. Especially you. All right, people.
That's pretty funny.
Lock it up. We're going for picture.
Make it happen, guys.
Get your fucking hands off me. Fuck off, will you?
All right. On a count of three, we rush these fucks and beat the shit out of them because they're all fucked up. They can't make that movie, right? Ready? One, two, three.
Goodwill Hunting 2, hunting season, scene 16, take 5.
Think about the paycheck.
Okay. So, action, Gus, or...
Jesus, Ben, I said I'm busy. Busy.
Yeah, I do remember the class. But frankly, I found it rather elementary. I remember that class. It was just between recess and lunch. Are we gonna have a problem?
Again?
I was still just hoping you might be able to give me a little insight into the southern colonies. See, Wood says...
What'd I say? What did I tell you? You'd be back in here regurgitating Gordon Wood. But you forgot about Vickers.
No.
Vickers.
I just read Vickers, so I'm up on inherited wealth hunting. But you're no longer the angry, brilliant young mind you once were, just itching to vent your frustrations. No. You stopped hitting the books with a vengeance, and now I've read shit you haven't even heard about yet. Face facts, my friend. You're just no longer that good. Will hunting? Yeah. Now, how do you like them apples?
I don't like the sound of them apples, Will. What are we gonna do?
Jackie?
Yeah?
It's hunting season.
Applesauce, bitch.
Sorry to interrupt, sirs, but we've got a 10:07 on our heads.
Oh, Jesus. Again, Ben?
No bullshit, because I wasn't with a hooker today. Ha ha!
There they are! Act like you don't bomb in Phantom, Joe!
Get up, please!
See who you really are. Fucking Miramax, cut!
It's not unusually I said cut.
A monkey, Wes? I mean, Jesus, you guys aren't even trying anymore, are you?
Look, the market research says people love monkeys.
We love this monkey! Do some!
See?
There they are! There they are!
Dude, I fucking knew it, man. You love that shit, don't you?
Holy shit, that looked like it hurt.
Are you guys all right?
Let's get you guys on your feet. Come on.
Hey, wait a second. Aren't you that guy that fucked the pie?
You see, man? You see? It's never, hey, you were a loser, weren't you? Or, dude, you rocked in Boys and Girls. No, it always comes back to that fucking pie. Haunted by it.
You put your dick in a pie.
Enough! Jason Biggs.
Yo, man, did you really get the third base with that Russian chick like in the movie?
What, you mean Shannon? No?
Man, she is fucking fine. If I was you, I would have been like...
Like that?
What, you never did one of these? Oh, yeah.
Done plenty of that, my friend.
Holy shit, you're the Dawson!
James, actually. James Vanderbeek.
And what's up with Pacey stealing Joey away from you? If I was you, I would have drowned his ass in the creek and shit.
You actually watched that show?
Yeah, for Joey, man. She is too fine. Did you ever get the third base with her?
Well, actually, there was this one time.
Wait a minute. Who are you guys?
There are stunt doubles, dumbass. Right?
Of course. Stunt doubles for what?
For the movie that we're shooting in about 15 minutes, Bluntman and Chronic Strike Back.
Yeah, you're doubling me, obviously. I'm playing Bluntman, a.k.a. Silent Bill.
Bob.
Right, and he's playing Chronic, a.k.a. Ray.
Jay. Fuck. Biggs, you can read the script?
There's a script?
Listen to me, Punch.
There's Parker. A script?
You would last
There's a script
a day
for this.
On the creek.
A day
Wait
on
a second,
the
we'll
creek?
Be right back. I'm telling
Fuck you and your Dawson's crack. Go to hell, Pacey. Hey. Go to hell.
At least call me the right fucking character. These are the fucks that are planning to show. You take them out, pickety-bam, no movie. Jesus, little ape.
What's with the weird gay huddle going on over there?
Let me put my arm over here.
What's gay about it? It's two what? Guys talking in a corner, dude.
Yeah, but...
Why are you such a homophobe?
You're always like, oh, that's gay, man. Oh, look at that gay huddle. Look at that gay dog.
Dude,
like, that is so gay.
Yeah, see?
I love gay people, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
No,
which
I'm
is why you're a homophobe.
Oh, look at the monkey.
You even tell me the monkey's gay.
How do you know he doesn't smoke monkey pole, huh?
Look, he's so
he's pretty cute.
Cute
though.
So cute.
All right, you go in there, start swinging. Don't stop until these little young Hollywood fucks are out of commission. Ready? Break. That's my funky monkey.
Mr. Biggs, Mr. Vanderbeek, this is security. There are two intruders on the lot. They crashed through a window we believe might be yours.
Yeah, they're in here.
Do they have you held hostage? Do you want us to call your publicist?
No, we kicked those guys' asses bad. Real bad.
Well, great job, sirs. If you let us in, we'll take over from here.
No. Me and Jason Biggs are naked in here. Butt-naked. Together.
Oh. Okay. Well, we'll wait out here till you clean up.
What are we gonna do? How are we gonna get out of here without them fucking seeing us?
You've got the wrong guys. Doesn't anybody watch the WB? I'm a teen idol, damn it! Hey, don't you recognize me? Look at me! I'm the prize fucker!
Yeah, well, in prison, he'll be the pie.
This is a good idea, Lunchbox, and these outfits were totally incognito.
Mr. Big! Mr. Vanderbeek! Grim, looks like the cage costumes are ready. Let's get you to the set. The director doesn't like to be kept waiting, okay?
Son of a boom! Look at all these crackers. $70 million, I can't even get a black grip. That's a shame. It's a damn shame.
Here's your coffee, sir.
You spinning this?
I didn't spin it, sir.
Any boogers in it?
There's no boogers in it, sir.
You went to film school, didn't you? Must piss you off to see a black man running a big old production like this, huh? Went to film school. Does your daddy know that you give a nigga his coffee? It would kill him, wouldn't it?
There's no boogers in it, sir.
Then taste it. Taste it. Taste the booger flavor. I know it's in there.
It's all good, sir.
No, it ain't all good. Now clean that shit up. That's right. Give me a white boy. Give me a blonde-haired white boy so I can enjoy that shit.
You the man, sir.
No, you the man, and that's the problem.
Chaka? Yeah, hi. I'm Banky Edwards, the creator of Bluntman and Chronic. We met a few weeks back. I'm the executive producer.
Oh, you the executive producer. Why don't you executive produce me a latte, the crackinated, okay, fucky?
It's Banky.
No, it is fucky.
I just wanted you to know that I respect your work as an artist. I'm something of an artist myself. I was the inker on the comic book.
Yo, man, you a tracer, okay? Nobody else got the heart to tell you. You trace, you go around the lines, you are a tracer, okay? You think Fat Albert had a tracer? No, Bill Cosby did the whole thing with a roller, and it was excellent.
Crack, 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 crack.
Biggs and Vanderbeek were on the set, Chaka.
Well, I don't see them. We're the stars of this piece of shit.
This must have sent him back a couple $100.
Get out of my way, man. The fuck is that? Look at this. A gay hood ornament in the color purple.
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck am I? I'm the director, Shaka Luther King. That's who the fuck I am.
No, wait a second. I thought Banky and Holden created this shit.
And I'm stealing it. I'm taking it back for the black man. To make up for all the shit that you motherfuckers are taking from us. Do you know that I came up with the idea for Sesame Street? I came up with it before PBS. The white man stole it. That's right. I was gonna call it NWP, Niggas with Puppets. Catchy, ain't it? All right, enough of this small talk. Let's shoot.
Wait a second, are you going to direct us?
Man, I will direct you to the unemployment line if you don't start back-talking me, okay, Cracker?
But we don't know what we're doing. We didn't read the script.
Hey, it ain't that hard, man. I filmed the motherfucker, right? Then I yell cut, then I run the fuck out of here, go to my trailer, because I got more white girls in there than the first lifeboat on the Titanic. And they all want a part in my movie. And I got just a part for them. So you ready to do this? All right, let's roll with the new.
All right, quiet on the set, everyone. Quiet on the set. Picture's up.
I got you new coffee, sir. Booger free.
Get shit the fuck out of here.
Guys are pretty badass.
One man in chronic. Strike back. Scene 37. Take one.
What are we waiting for? Action!
Snoochie Boochies?
Fuck. Thought I'd never find your precious blunt cave, did you, Hemp Knight? Now, you and your sidekick are finally in the grasp of...
Why they call you Cockknocker?
Actually, there's a funny story behind that.
You're gonna love this. True story.
Whoa! Avenge me! M. Night! I think George Lucas gonna sue somebody.
Any last word before I bust your balls, blunt man?
Boys can't fight.
Don't fuck with the Jedi Master, son.
Yo, bitch fist! Call me Darth Balls. Bonk!
Good lord. Hey, that wasn't in the script.
This is Hollywood? Well, then lights, camera, action, Jay and Silent Bob.
Freeze, you terrorist sons of bitches!
Oh, my God! Oh, oh my God! Oh. Sorry, everyone, that was supposed to be a warning shot. I'm obviously on the wrong set. Is he gonna be okay? Not good.
Oh, you are not upstaging me, Vanderbeek.
Party look like House Party 2.
Or House Party 3.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Shaka, pull up, Dawson, will ya? Shaka, can I get a cut here?
Not again. Now his balls have been busted, bitch.
All right, that's it. I am out of here. Chaka, I'll be in my trailer.
What the fuck?
Foot stops here, Jay and Silent Bob.
Another white boy in this movie? Damn!
Federal Wildlife Marshal. Everyone stay cool. Go back to making your adult movie. These men are the leaders of a terrorist organization wanted for the abduction of a little monkey.
They didn't really steal that monkey. It was just a diversion. So that we could steal these. And they're not the leaders of the clit. The clit is not real.
No. The clit's real. The clit's real, all right. It's the female orgasm. That's the myth. You know what I'm talking about?
Are you guys all right?
I thought you blew up, boo-boo kitty fuck.
You remembered. Oh, it was a frame-up, Jay. Missy, Sissy, Christy, and I are international jewel thieves. We were setting you up to be a patsy, but I couldn't go through with it because I love you.
Yeah? That means you're gonna fuck me, right?
Of course.
If she does, it'll be considered necrophilia. Because she's gonna be one dead bitch.
Hey, Jesse. He got you at a bad time? You should have just let these guys go down, Jesse.
Hey, I wanted to go down, but this angel popped on my shoulder and was like, listen. I was like, what's up?
Shut the fuck up before I shoot you where you stand in your pansy red booties.
Holy shit, I am wearing pansy red booties. Why the fuck didn't you tell me?
Let's have those diamonds, Justice.
I can't do that, Sissy.
The mother boy gets one in the fucking brain.
Yo! Lovely ladies! Would any of y'all like a private audition to be in my movie? Bring that asshole! Come on!
Let me down, Justice. Throwing it all away for a little stoner with bad pronunciation.
What's it gonna be, Sissy? Which fighting style do you want me to kick your ass in?
Are you kidding me? I taught you all your moves myself. The style you can bust that I can't defend against.
You're no match for my Shaolin monk.
Yeah, but I'll bury you with my crouching tiger.
A little Venus flytrap?
I'll counter with Dragon Queen.
How about a little bitch? My man ain't your baby's daddy.
Bring it on.
Yo, I hope one rips off the other one's shirt and we see some fucking titties flopping around and shit in the air.
Mr. Biggs? Mr. Vanderbeek? I just wanted to say hi. I'm Banky.
Banky fucking Edward! Just the motherfucker we came to see!
Holy shit, what the fuck are you guys doing here?
What the hell are you shooting at me?
Two reasons. One, for walking, talking, bad girl cliche.
And two, because you're a man.
Only on the outside.
Stop the movie. Are you crazy?
All these assholes on the internet are calling us names because of this fucking stupid movie.
That's what the internet's for, slandering others anonymously. Stopping the flick isn't going to stop that.
This isn't fair. We came to Hollywood, I fell in love. Fucking, we stole a monkey, we got shot at, and I got punched in the motherfucking nuts by a guy named Cockknocker.
You know what? I feel for you boys, I really do. But Miramax, you know, Miramax Films, paid me a shitload of money for Blunt Man and Chronic. So it occurs to me that people bad-mouthing you on some website is none of my fucking concern!
Oh, but I think it is. We had a deal with you on the comics, remember, for likeness rights? And as we're not only the artistic basis, but also obviously the character basis for your intellectual property, Blunt Man and Chronic, when said property was optioned by Miramax Films, you were legally obliged to secure our permission to transfer the concept to another medium. As you failed to do that, Banky, you are in breach of the original contract. Ergo, you find yourself in a very actionable position. Yeah.
You guys are going to ruin my movie career.
Well, we want something for our mental anguish. Tell you what, we'll settle this monetarily. I'll give you half of what I made.
Half?
Half's not good enough? Fine, I'll give you 2/3 of what I made. Fuck you, you already said half. You can't take it back.
Done.
Your shit is so tired, Justice. Call me Boo Boo Kitty Fuck. Bitch.
Hello? Truce? I think I killed both of them.
I am an excellent marksman. I've always...
Ow! Come on, you guys. It's over.
You all right, Boo Boo Kitty Fuck? I was just about to jump in and fucking get your back.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, the cops. We gotta get out of here.
No. I'm tired of running. Marshall. Hey, you awake? Wake up, Marshall.
Oh.
You okay?
Oh, my God. I'm paralyzed. That monkey shot me in the ass and paralyzed me. Oh, sweet irony.
You're not paralyzed. It was just a tranquilizer.
Jesus. Ow. Tranked by a little monkey. Oh, my friends in the Bureau are never going to let me hear the end of this.
You have friends in the FBI?
They all made it in, but I failed the exam. Why the hell else do you think I became a federal wildlife marshal? I'll tell you why, because I'm a joke.
Maybe not. I can make you a deal that will get you into the FBI regardless of test scores.
What kind of deal?
You get the charges dropped against Jay and Silent Bob and say you never found the ape. In exchange, I will give you the diamonds we stole and turn in Missy, Chrissy, Sissy, and myself. But I want a reduced sentence.
You'd be willing to do that?
For him, I'd be willing to do anything. I'm an international jewel thief who's facing a jail sentence.
That's all right. I'm a junkie with a monkey.
I go to prison. Will you wait for me?
I don't know. Will you fuck me when you get out? Don't change the subject. We'll be fucked when you get out.
When you get.
Wow. There's a lot of love in the room.
Regardless of what you may have heard, I do not kiss guys.
Okay. Play it cool, hotshot.
Sorry, Justice. We gotta go. Hey, stop stealing monkeys.
Fuck you.
Fair enough.
Wait for me.
What, here?
Well, boys, you're rich, in love, you're in love. Top it off, you got your own monkey. More could two guys from Jersey possibly want?
Well, to have these fucks stop talking shit about us on the internet, for starters.
What have I been telling you? There's not much you can do to stop that. Well, short of showing up at all their houses and beating the shit out of them, I guess.
You know, with all the money we're making, man, we could buy a lot of plane tickets.
How many people want to kick some ass?
Yeah?
Do you post as Magnolia Fan on MoviePoopShoot.com?
Yeah.
Did you write, fuck Jay and Silent Bob, fuck them and their stupid asses?
Yeah, a while ago. So? How many people want to kick some ass?
On MoviePoopShoot.com, did you say Jay and Silent Bob are, quote, fucking clown shoes, and if they were real, I'd kick the shit out of them for being so stupid?
Yeah.
Really?
that's right. That's it. Uh-huh. Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Right. Right.
That's it! God, kick some ass! How many people want to kick some ass? I would if I could, but I'm
That's beautiful, man.
Now that was worse than Clash of the Titans.
I can't believe Judi Dench played me.
Remind me to renew that restraining order.
Why?
Because I am going to blast that flick on the internet tonight.
Why can't Hollywood ever make a decent comic book movie?
Tell him, Steve, Dave.
Would you stop saying that?
Well, that was just another pain in the male adolescence and its refusal to grow up.
Yes, sis, but it was better than Mallrats. At least Tobin had the good sense to keep his name off of it.
Why wouldn't Miramax option his other comic instead? The one with you and him and your relationship?
What, Chasing Amy? That never worked as a movie.
But...
I'm so fucking embarrassed.
Well, honey, you should be. You took your characters and turned them into one 90-minute long gay joke. It's like watching Batman and Robin again.
Thanks. That means a lot coming from the guy who pretends to be Shaft as opposed to the guy who takes Shaft.
Uh-uh. I don't hear you complaining nightly.
I don't get out to the movies much, but I just have to say, Bluntman and Chronic was bluntastic.
Are these lycos really necessary?
Don't make me shoot you, Dustus.
Yo! The party's across the street featuring the greatest band in the world! More Dana Tom!
Like what? You don't know fucking Jay and Silent Bob, the fucking Mac Daddies of fucking Jersey? And she'd be like, oh, I've read on the internet these guys are a couple little fuckholes.
Thank you.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man.
Roll another blunt.
Yeah.
La la da 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 da. La da da da. La 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 da. La 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 da. La 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 da. Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La la. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why?
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La la la. I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La la da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La la da da. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what?
I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high. Now the dump truck's pulling away, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too. Now I'm jacking off, and I know why.
Turn this shit off.
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
Come on, man.
Come on.
I messed up my entire life because I got high. I lost my kids and wife. Because I got high.
Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Baby,
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I'm high. Because I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man?
La da 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 la da da da.
He really is high, man.
Shoop shoop shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bee bop. Oh, bring it back.
Say what? Oh, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
What a cluck at, huh?
My name is Afro Man, and I'm from East Palmdale.
East Palmdale.
And all the weed I be smoking is bomb as hell.
Excellent delivery.
I don't believe in Hitler. That's what I said.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So all of you skins, please give me more head.
Afro motherfucker, M-A-N.
A-E-I-O-U. And sometimes W. We gon'
sell none of these motherfucking albums, cuz. Let's go back to Marsha Durbin and hang some more chickens, cuz. Fuck the corporate world, biatch!